Hi and welcome to Web3 Compass. This is an unplanned episode, but major events are going on in Web3. What exactly? So Binance, the biggest crypto exchange based on volume, wants to buy FTX, which is also one of the biggest crypto exchanges in the world. What exactly happened? Today, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, tweeted that FTX has come to an agreement on a strategic transaction with Binance for FTX.com. However, this is no normal M&A transaction. The CEO of Binance, Changpeng Zhao, or short CC, tweeted that FTX asked Binance for help and they signed a non-binding letter of intent intending to fully acquire FTX.com and help to cover the liquidity crunch. The liquidity crunch plays in this event a major role. And to understand the liquidity crunch, it is important to know that last week there was a report about Alameda Research balance sheet published on CoinDesk. So who exactly is Alameda Research, or what exactly is Alameda Research? It is a quantitative trading firm which is specialized in arbitrage and market making. It is essential to know that it was also founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, and according to several sources, he holds approximately a 90% stake in the company. And I see here some extreme conflict of interest problems. So having an exchange and a market maker connected in such a strong way, and especially when the exchange has their own coin, the FTX token, there are numerous problems resulting from this interconnection. And now coming back to the liquidity, the report from CoinDesk stated that as of June 30th, the company's asset amounted to $14.6 billion. $3.66 billion were unlocked FTT tokens. $2.16 billion were FTT collateral. And then there was like $8 billion of liabilities. And I also want to cite directly from the report from CoinDesk, which is also linked in the show notes, where the CEO of the investment platform Swan Bitcoin, Corey Clipson, said, "It's fascinating to see that the majority of the net equity in the Alameda business is actually FTX own centrally controlled and printed out of the thin air token." Seeing this balance sheet, CC tweeted on Sunday on Twitter that they are liquidating their FTT tokens just as a post-exit risk management because they learned from Luna. And here directly citing him, "We gave support before, but we won't pretend to make love after divorce. We are not against anyone, but we won't support people who lobby against other industry players behind their backs. Onwards." And then Sam Bankman-Fried tweeted yesterday, "A competitor is trying to go after us with false rumors. FTX is fine. Assets are fine." And as we see today, this was clearly not the case. Looking at the FTX token, it is trading right now, where I record this episode, around $5.77, which is around 74% loss in the last 24 hours. And I mean, if the token drops, I'm coming back to the liquidity situation, if like an exchange has like their own coin and the coin drops in price, this could lead to a bank run. So everybody wants to liquidate their tokens. Everybody wants to sell. And then, for example, a cryptocurrency exchange might not have enough stable coins. I ask myself in this regard, is there not also like a conflict of interest of exchanges having their own cryptocurrency? And what are the implications of exchanges having their own cryptocurrency? In regard to the whole situation, I also want to cite two of CC's tweets. 4 hours ago, he wrote, "All crypto exchanges should do Merkle tree proof of reserves. Banks run on fractional reserves. Crypto exchanges should not. Binance will start to proof of reserves soon. Full transparency." And I really appreciate this. I really think it's very important to get more transparency into the space. And I also think this should be the case with stable coins, where, for example, Tether also shows how their tokens are backed and where the assets are. So where are the reserves? And 1 hour ago, CC posted two big lessons. First, never use a token you created as collateral. Second, don't borrow if you run a crypto business. Don't use capital efficiently. Have a large reserve. Binance has never used BNB for collateral, and we have never taken on debt. And this is something which reminds me of Warren Buffett, where he also says, debt is a major risk. You never know what comes. I think there are extreme dangers implied with leverage and with borrowing capital on the blockchain or on crypto lending platforms or also as a leveraged fund. Summarizing the whole situation, I have to say that Binance has not acquired FTX yet. There is due diligence pending and there might be also regulators stepping in. Sam Bankman-Fried posted on Twitter that FTX US and Binance US are not affected. I personally also think about regulation, about the conflict of interest, about counterparty risk and the interconnections in the crypto scene. Reading more and more about decentralized finance, I think it's incredibly complex and I can't explain a lot of situations to myself. And I once had an interesting conversation with someone who worked at a hedge fund and he said to me, if you can't explain the things, there might be a high possibility that something shady is going on. And looking, for example, at Alameda Research, and I don't want to make any false claims, they are around 30 people and they generated last year a profit of 1 billion, which I think is like a very heavy profit. And now with all these stuff going on, I think I really have to dig deeper into this. And I really would like to have a conversation about the whole topic on the Web3 Discord channel, which is also linked. I also will link some very interesting articles in the show notes. And I also want to do a debriefing in the upcoming days, maybe next week, to see what happened in the meantime. Also to do some more research about Alameda Research. And yeah, I hope we can have a little discussion on the Discord channel. Have a great day. Cheers.